My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Some Lions discussion coming up today at 12:20. A lot of questions heading into the preseason. Some of them are being answered. Gator, thank you for holding down the fort while I was gone last week.
Yep.
Last final breath of fresh air before football kicks off. Last final time to relax before football kicks off. Kind of unplugged, and now I'm refreshed and ready to go. So we had planned a trip up north as a family to our place in the Petoskey Harbor Springs area. But there were other stuff. We were going to visit some friends on Bear Lake, which is over by Arcadia Bluffs. I never played Arcadia Bluffs. Last Sunday night, my wife, who unfortunately her back started to hurt and couldn't play, so she just rode along. My two boys and I played Arcadia Bluffs. My daughter had to go back to work. So you have played there several times.
Yeah.
And have raved about it as one of your favorite courses. Everybody does.
It's
incredible, the views of Lake Michigan. And, we were playing Twilight. The only time we could get on was Twilight. We probably weren't going to get 18 holes in. We knew that. But that meant we were going to watch the sunset while we were playing. And the timing just so happened, it was peak sunset when we were on 12, 13, 14, which is right by the water. And I was playing reasonably well for me, which is bogey golf. And then it all kind of unraveled on the back nine. But I was like, there's no way I'm going to let my game ruin my day. So a few things about it. That course, beyond the vistas, which are 10 out of 10, on some holes, the landing areas off the tee are so wide,
mm-hmm.
even when you hit a bad shot, it lands in the fairway.
Yep.
Or at least you can find your ball. These are my favorite courses.
On some of the holes, yes.
On other holes, I have no shot of landing the ball off the tee in the fairway. It is amazing the difference between how wide and inviting some of the fairway, where you're standing over the ball and you're like, well, I can just relax. And then there are other ones I'm like, well, this is what they call target golf. And why am I hitting driver here? And it doesn't even matter what club I hit. The odds of me landing the ball in the fairway are minimal.
You're like, this is a 500-yard hole with a very narrow fairway. I should probably hit an iron.
Yes, but
I mean, and yet I can't do that.
It's like hole 1, 4, 8. I mean, just massive
on
landing.
On the front,
areas. There's massive landing areas. And I think it might have been hole 10 where I'm like, wait, where are we supposed to hit this? It's just rolling hills,
yeah,
and you can't even really see it, but it's incredible.
And way off in the distance is the water, but it's like, 10 and 11 there are great as they leave. And then once you're standing at the green at 11, you know that when you walk up to the tee at 12, that you've got just a beautiful view of the water.
And as you're standing over some of these tee boxes in the shot, you're like, okay, just hit it anyway. I don't know where this is supposed to go. I don't know where the fairway is. What I think is the fairway looks way too little to be the fairway. Okay, good luck.
Then it gets tougher and tougher because if the sun's out and it's starting to set and that sun is blaring at you in the face,
and you hit
it's
the ball
hard
up in
to
the air.
See. You don't know what's going on. Yep. If you hit left on that hole on the back nine because the hills are so steep and you start to go up looking for your errant tee shots mm-hmm. and you're in the fescue, And you might find it, you might not, but you're going to feel it the next day because your ankle is going to be, wow, I did a lot of walking sideways. It hurts.
I can't recommend enough, though, just as an experience to go play it.
Just have a beverage on the 18th green afterwards when they bring the bagpipers in, the whole bit.
Okay, so that was I wanted to bring up the bagpiper because we were on 9 when the bagpiper perched himself up on the hill, which overlooked the 9th tee box. And what's hilarious is I'm like, oh, this is kind of awesome. My 17-year-old was like, what is that? It's a bagpiper. Why is there a bagpiper? Is a bagpiper just a bunch of flutes connected to a windbag? And I'm like, dude, it's kinda, traditional. Kinda. Yeah. It's traditional. It's, you know, Scottish. Harkens back to Scotland. And I mean, it was like,
what is that?
Yeah. So Ezra plays, he's like, when is he going to stop? I'm like, dude, just roll with it. He couldn't stand the bagpiper. But it was a cool experience. So we spent a day touring the Leelanau Peninsula and we were going to hit wineries and all that. But It turned out it was a Monday and a lot of wineries are closed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Neither did my wife. We found a couple, but it kind of cut our day short. So we were up in that peninsula area and we thought we'd found a winery that was open that had lunch and we got there. And quite frankly, if you'd looked at the menu, you would say Doug would never eat here because we were going to get lunch and taste some wine and all that. And
Lots of meat.
The menu just reeked of a place that I would never choose to eat. And I'm like, well, I said to my wife, do you want to eat here? And she's like, no. So we pulled the plug on trying to eat at a winery. We turned back to Sutton's Bay. And as we're driving back to Sutton's Bay looking for a place to eat, my wife chooses this spot. We know nothing about it. We pull in and it was the greatest beer garden I've ever come across.
Wow.
It was a place called Hoplot, which is just south. I mean, right outside of Sutton's Bay. And I had a friend who'd rented a house up there with his family. And I just texted him, have you ever been to Hoplot? And he texted back, greatest place up here. On a fall Saturday, they have outdoor TVs everywhere. They have fire pits. They have beach volleyball. They have a stage. They have barbecue. Wow. They got barbecue going on. It's massive. I mean, it feels like 1,000 people could be at this beer garden in Sutton's Bay.
Tons of outdoor seating and I'm right like, amidst the trees.
Is there enough people to support? Yeah, it's woven through the woods. And again, they had the NFL Network showing a replay of a preseason game on a Monday afternoon. And I was like, this is like perfect for a fall weekend. I don't know if I'll ever make it on a fall weekend, given what we do. I suspect not. And yeah, maybe Michigan's bye week, but it's a good hour and a half, 2 hours from where our house is. But if you ever get a chance, I'm not a big brew pub guy, but the beer was good.
Did you try the Strawberry Highway Robbery?
No, I did not. Oh. I tried a Mexican lager. And then they have barbecue. They had a pulled chicken sandwich. It was excellent. So Hoplot, Sutton's Bay, big thumbs up. Big thumbs up for that spot.
Yeah, the Papa Pete's Cerveza.
Papa Pete's Cerveza. That's what I had. It was really good.
No, it looks like it'd be... I'd like to see this place. That looks pretty cool. It looks really cool. I'm kind of jealous.
Dude, it's... I mean, it is massive.
I need to get back up. I haven't been up north in years. I need to get back up.
Well, Hoplot's great. Hoplot's great.
And I've never really spent a ton of time... I don't think I've spent any time in Leelanau or Sutton's Bay for that. I've been to Traverse City, but the only time I've been to Traverse City, aside when I was a kid for one weekend, was when we've gone up on the Red Wing trips. And yeah. We're all kind of like, you know, at the resort. At Grand Traverse.
Grand Traverse Resort, which is great in itself.
It's great,
it's outside. It's outside of Traverse City. We stayed in downtown Traverse City for the first time. Changed my opinion of it. I mean, I always thought Traverse City was nice. I like it a lot more when you can just walk everywhere. Then we went to Charlevoix for a day. That always delivers. And then played the Boyne Highlands courses and played the Arthur Hills, which is one of my favorite places that you can get on up north. And just had a great time. Harbor Springs, Petoskey. Just relaxing before football season started. But, Gator, my son is... landed a job in Arlington, Virginia, and we had to cut it short because he had to start Monday, today, is his first day. And so suddenly we had to like change everything and go back and help him get launched, which is fine. I mean, so something to be leery of. Everyone moving forward. We're looking for apartments. He is looking on Craigslist and Facebook for places to sublet. We found three places. The two of the three looked beautiful. And I'm like, wow, these are really nice, great neighborhood. And
really expensive.
And no, affordable.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is awesome. Life lesson here. So we reach out, contact. The first place, the guy's like, look, I'm out of town. I have the keys with me. I have to be in Chattanooga for the week. But if you want to go look at the building and reserve the place, we can start the process. And I'm like, start the process. What does that mean? So I said, yeah, we might. How do we start the process? Blah, blah, blah. This is security deposit, first month rent. If you do that, we'll hold it until I get back in town and you can see it, which will be later this week. The second place, again, beautiful, great neighborhood, same deal. Emailed the guy, and the guy got back and said, yeah, somebody's in it right now, so you can't get in till Friday. We have a bunch of showings Saturday, but we can hold it for you if you start the process.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Scams. They want you to make a down payment, and then I bet the site, poof, disappears. So we didn't start the process. We weren't sending any money.
All right, because you were looking through Craigslist and...
Craigslist and Facebook. My son emailed one guy back and said, yeah, we're not giving you any money up front, but I'll go look at it and reach out to you. Let me know when you think I might be able to get in it. No response.
Yeah, that's a scam.
The other one, the listing disappeared today, which means scam. They scammed somebody. And the moment you get their money, it disappears.
Was your son trying to room with the Prince of Nigeria?
So here's the other thing. You know how those emails always have broken English? The first email we got back was perfect. When we asked a question and they had to respond to that question, to specific inquiries about the place, suddenly the English was terrible.
Oh. Huh.
So just be very leery.
Their AI hasn't caught up with it yet, huh?
People suck. And Craigslist, Facebook, subletting apartments.
Perhaps Google.
Perhaps Google?
Apartments.com.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
Something like that.
Use like a reputable site. Yeah.
Apartments.com, rent.com. Definitely felt more secure, but yeah, there was... Somebody got scammed on the one, and the other one, when we basically said we're not going to front any money, he stopped communicating.
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck, but...
They'll find a place.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
Just tell him to shack up with some broad. Be all right.
Yeah, right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.